If something is very common and you have to, and you don't have to look for it any special place, you can just find it anywhere. How would you say that? Like, you don't have to worry about finding that.
What would that be?
If something is really common, like you can find it just, you know, everywhere, and you don't have to look for it, what would you say to somebody who is looking for something like
that? Oh, I just go on to get it, like something that's there or something like that. Mm-hmm.
If somebody slipped on, say, ice, and they fell like this, how would you say they were falling?
Backward.
Mm-hmm. And then if they fell like this, how would they be falling?
They're forward.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asked you if you caught any fish and you hadn't caught any, what would you say to them?
No, I didn't catch any.
They fell like this.
If somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours and it didn't mean that much to you, what would you say to them?
Them all just gonna forget it. That's all right. I didn't especially need it no way.
If a child wanted some candy and, like, his brother didn't give him any, what might he say? Like, he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Any?
Uh-huh. What do you call trenches cut by a plow?
What do we
call trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
If you have a good yield one summer or fall, what would you say? Like, we raised a big
crop.
What do you call trenches cut by a plow? What do you call trenches cut by a plow?
If you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, what would you say you were doing to the land?
Clear it.
Do you have any special name for what you call old dry grass that comes back in the spring?
An old what?
Old dry grass that is left over in the ground in the spring.
I didn't quite understand that.
Do you have any special name for, like, old dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Old dead grass? No, I don't believe it. I don't have a special name for it. There's little.
Mm-hmm. When you're cutting wheat, what are you tied into? What would you call that? Wheat, like you'd say, wheat is tied into a...
In cutting wheat, what to do?
The wheat would be tied up into a what?
Bottle.
What about corn sheaves? Or wheat sheaves? They're piled up into a what?
In wheat.
Corn or wheat sheaves? They're tied up into what?
Corn or wheat
sheaves.
Sheaves.
Mhm. Or bundles.